morning, boys and girls. This morning, I'm going to share with you a story about my geese. And you can see up on the screen, I have a picture of my geese. Geese, yes, and I have a little goose. You can pass that around amongst yourself. Well, listen carefully to my story, because there's an important lesson I want to teach you. 6 years ago, I moved to the ranch where I live, and it became my job to take care of the geese that live there. And every spring, for 4 years, the geese would mate, they would build a nest, and they would lay eggs. And they would never hatch any goslings. Something would steal their eggs, year after year. And one year, this mother goose, she built her nest right under a blackberry bush, and she laid 10 eggs in it, and she had sat on that nest for 2 weeks, and then one morning when I walked by on my way to take care of the horses, all the eggs were gone. They were all gone, like, without a trace. There was no shells, there was no broken eggs inside anywhere, they were totally gone. And I felt sad about that. But I didn't know if there was anything that I could do. I couldn't stay out there all day long and watch over the goose. So on the fourth year that I had observed this dilemma that the goose had, I watched the mother goose build her nest. 2 years ago, she built her nest, and she laid 6 eggs in it. And then it rained, and the rainwater flowed into the nest, and the horses stepped on the eggs, and it got ruined. And then she built a second nest right in the middle of the round pen. And so I said, okay, I won't use the round pen. And I'll let this goose build her nest there, and maybe she can hatch eggs there. And she laid 4 eggs, and then something stole the eggs. And then she built a third nest. And she built a nest right in the grass beside of the horse corrals. And one day I was standing in the tack room, and I looked out at this mother goose sitting on her eggs, and I said, Lord, would you please send an angel to guard that goose so that no one steals her babies? Do you know of anybody that has prayed for a heavenly messenger to be commissioned to watch over a goose? You know of somebody now, because I did it. And I believed that God would watch over that goose. And that year, she hatched 2 goslings. And it's the first time that Deanna said in 20 years that she's lived there on the farm, they have never had any goslings. And that year, when I asked for an angel to watch over that goose, 2 goslings were hatched. Now, I did realize that maybe I shouldn't make this a matter of prayer, because this could get out of hand really fast. And as you can see from the pictures, in a short amount of time, we could have a lot of geese. So 2 years ago, the mother goose hatched 2 goslings, and then last year she hatched 5 goslings, and then this year she hatched 10 goslings. And then a very interesting thing happened. One day I came home at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I pulled in front of the barn, and I looked, and way down in the meadow, I saw a coyote after the geese. And there's a whole flock of geese now. There's 18 of them. And there was a coyote after them. And these are my geese. And so I jumped out of my vehicle, and I had 4 gates. I had to go through 4 gates and open and close them so that the cattle won't go where they're not supposed to go. And I'm yelling, and I'm waving my arms to try to distract the coyote. And before I can get to even the 4th gate, the coyote had one of the geese in his mouth, and he started running across the field. And I thought, oh, he's going to get delayed, because there's 7 strands of high-tension barbed wire. There's 7 strands, and they're really close together, and he won't be able to get through with the goose in his mouth. And so I kept going, but the coyote got through the fence. And then he took off running, just as fast as he could run. He was running, and I stood there, and I said, Lord, there's nothing more I can do. I can't do anything more. And I saw the most magnificent thing happen. As I stood there, before I had even gotten to the 4th gate, I saw two cows come out of nowhere, out of the bushes, and they started chasing the coyote. And the coyote dropped the goose because he couldn't run fast enough with the big goose in his mouth. And so I went over. I was then able to go to where the goose was, and I picked her up, and she was injured. And if you see the goose right in the middle of that picture, you can see a goose that's got a feather sticking up on her back. That's the goose that got caught. And she was injured right by her leg, so when I picked her up and held her, I got blood all over the back of my shirt. But I picked her up, and she just tucked her head right into the front of me, and I gently carried her back to the chicken shed. And every morning, I count all the geese, and I continue to ask Jesus to send his angels to watch over my geese. And I know that God hears my prayers. And if he loves the little birds, he will love you. You can know that he loves you because he loves all the little things. So remember that as you go back to your seat and pick up the offering. And always remember that Jesus loves you and he hears your prayers.